301st episode. A sketching toy is used to draw the family on their sofa. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James Earl Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon.
Welcome to Matinee of Blood and Commercials. I am your hostess, Boo Barella. Our first fright flick is 1983's Frankenstein and the Harlem Globetrotters meet the Mummy and the Washington Generals.
I can't just sit here watching this junk. Ugh, that's better.
If you watch closely, you might recognize a young Ray Romano.
Frankenstein's monster scores for the Harlem Globetrotters.
All right, Frankenstein, that's a 3-second violation.
No blame, Frankenstein. Me made from corpses of Denver Nuggets.
Now for the first of our 82 commercial breaks. Then you can see more of my boobs.
It's nice to see a realistic single woman on TV.
Hello, Springfield. Come to my back-to-school parking lot blowout.
School's starting, Bart. Aren't you excited? This year you'll learn about local history.
We've got first-rate school supplies at third-world prices at the Quickie Mart, where we believe in America. Please, don't beat me up anymore.
Bad news. Ray Romano has sued to prevent the showing of the movie. Watch this commercial for Krusty Burger while I appeal this temporary injunction.
In a factory, workers shovel manure, then a cow's thrown into a furnace. Golden liquids poured into a mold.
We start with authentic letter-graded meat and process the hell out of it till it's good enough for Krusty.
Try my new Krusty Riblage. I don't mind the taste. Ooh, a new hamburger sandwich.
Well, I can't wait to pack that into my colon.
Dude, take it easy on the fatty foods. You're running out of leg veins to transplant into your heart.
I got arm veins, don't I?
Yes, sir.
School's back in session. Let's begin our lessons.
This year, he gets it in the back.
Willie, did you get the letter about your pay cut?
Aye. There'll be many a cut this year.
Indeed, there will. Budget-wise, of course.
Nelson, how was your summer?
Sucked.
What'd you do?
Space camp.
At ease, Cadet Nelson. Good to be back on terra firma, eh?
How about I launch my foot into your butt?
I held your hair when you barfed in the simulator.
Shut up, Commander.
Welcome back, children. We've all had fascinating summers. I was the maitre d' at the Springfield Country Club.
My dad says you were a busboy.
You mean your dad, the raging alcoholic? Let's get the year rolling with an all-school spelling bee.
Woohoo! I guess I won't be popular this year either.
Bart, your word is imply.
Imply. I-M-P.
Bart said I-M-P. He's made a B.
Well, I got my laugh. I'm out of here.
I made Bart in my pants.
Well, we're down to our last two students. Milhouse, your word is choke.
Oh, I know this one. It's so easy. F. Oh, man!
Stop laughing. It will scar him for life. It is kind of infectious. Lisa, impugn.
I-M-P.
Hey, Lisa said she was...
Shut up, P.
U-G-N. Impugn.
That's right. Lisa Simpson, your school champion.
Wow, I'd better make the most of this. Free Tibet!
There'll be time for that later. Now you can concentrate on representing our school at the state spelling finals.
Lisa! Lisa! Lisa!
And here's your prize for today. A scale model of the planet Mars.
This is just a kickball with Mars written on it.
Behold, the red planet.
It was so exciting. I actually got applause for being smart.
Mars, eh? I see no evidence of water.
Well, this is very impressive, Lisa. I'm kicking this right onto the mantle.
Well, I'm not done yet. Principal Skinner said if I win the state finals, I can go to the Spellympics.
I'm just happy you're excited about something besides saving the whales. Face it, they're doomed.
Hey, hey, the Rib Witch is back.
The Rib Witch! The commercials have come to pass.
Try the new Rib Witch. It's so good you'll croak.
You seem like an impartial observer, but I've been fooled by so many people in costumes.
Try the sauce. I'm soaked in it.
Homer dips his finger.
Oh, I could lick you all day long.
And yet my children think I'm a failure.
One Rib Witch, please. Now without lettuce.
Homer takes a bite. Fat rushes through his bloodstream and his pupils dilate. He eats more and repeats the process. His stomach expands and his belt breaks. He spills the sauce. He drops used cartons. He drools and twitches.
Sir, are you all right?
I have eaten the ribs of God.
Drool clean up at register 4.
Ameliorate.
Could you use it in a sentence?
Nothing can ameliorate the ineptitude of Principal Skinner.
I wish he wouldn't use me in every example.
A-M-E-L-I-O-R-A-T-E. Ameliorate.
Correct. Lisa, you just won the state finals.
Lip thongs, cognates, Latin roots. Lisa clobbers all you fruits.
Ooh, our little girl's got her own cheering section.
Hey, who doesn't?
You tell her, Big H.
You the man.
Ah, you ain't so hot.
Lisa, I'm so impressed you're state champ.
Finally, a Simpson has a trophy without a bowling ball on it.
Well, why don't we celebrate by going to a movie?
That sounds like a magical family moment. I'm sorry I won't be there.
Really? It won't be the same without you, Dad.
Oh, sweetie, you're the most important thing to me in the world. Only very serious daddy business can tear me from your side. 3 Rib Witches, please. And instead of a shake, I'd like a blended Rib Witch.
I'm sorry, sir. The Rib Witch was for a limited time only.
Not again! First you took away my Philly fudge steak, and then my bacon balls, then my whatchamachicken. You a monster.
Lenny and Carl help him out, but he stops at the door and goes back to the counter.
I'd like a large fries, please, and a collector's cup.
Dude, if you still want the Rib Witch, they're testing it in other markets. Check out the tour schedule.
Whoa, this is amazing. I could follow the Rib Witch from town to town.
Well, that's what we do. We're rib heads.
Maybe I should hook up with you guys. After all, how long do any of us have to live?
Well, if you like the Rib Witch, not very.
No!
Lisa, to honor Springfield Elementary's shining star, we are granting you a double wide locker. Your books will actually fit in this one.
Hey, my locker's gone!
Your effects have been moved to Willie's shack.
Come along, lad.
And lose your books. They won't help you where you're going.
In business news, 3M and M&M have merged to form, get this, Ultradyne Systems. And speaking of news stories, here's another. Springfield spelling phenom Lisa Simpson has qualified for spelling's answer to the Olympics, the Spellympics. In a related story, the Spellympics is being sued by the Olympics for use of the suffix Olympics. This has got to be the slowest news day ever. Ah, that's better. Paris is no more. The legendary City of Lights has been extinguished forever as a massive...
Okay, champ. I before E, except after C.
Except when pronounced like A, as in neighbor and way.
Really? What about in the sentence, Jim Neighbors is way cool?
Well, how often is that gonna come up?
It's on my apron.
Yeah, I got work to do.
Hey, looky. It's that youngin' what sorts them squiggles into words. Can you spell scabies?
S-C-A-B-I-E-S.
Rubella, we got you a middle name.
You ain't supposed to hold her like that.
Spell A-C-D-C.
A-C-D-C.
Uh-uh, you forgot the lightning bolt.
Relapse.
R-E-L-A-P-S-E.
That's what beer has done to me. Suck it to me.
Lisa runs up the steps of the town hall.
Thank you. I've never felt more accepted.
Perhaps one day people who spell correctly will replace athletes at the top of our national pantheon. I was just K-I-D-D-I-N-G.
Come on, Dimples. Spell something else for us.
I'm a little tired.
Oh, come on. Hey, spell Little Miss She Thinks She's So Big.
Very well. L-I-T-T-L-E-M-I-S-S...
I ain't got time for this. I got a bar to run.
The Spellympics.
Welcome to the games of the 34th Spellympiad. I'm George Plimpton, founder of the Paris Review. And now, in the ancient spelling bee tradition, we shall release the bees.
They fly at the crowd.
And now, to exterminate the bees, the magnificent Blue Angels.
Fighter jets dump yellow gas over the stadium. Lisa spells coagulate, and a girl spells recidivism.
It's so exciting. It's like living in a dictionary.
A boy misspells acerose.
He's an acerose.
Really? He possesses the properties of a pine needle.
Look, I didn't bring a Game Boy. This is all I got.
A-N-T-H-R-A-X. Anthrax. Oh! He's adorable. I'd sure like to tuck that in at night.
Well, we're down to our three finalists. Lisa, Sun Moon, and Alex. We will crown our champion tomorrow. Now, please enjoy our unlicensed knockoff of the Olympic anthem.
The contestants stand.
Congratulations, sweetie. You're in the finals.
Well, I'm just happy you guys all came up here to Calgary with me.
I'm sorry, honey. I can't be here tomorrow. It's the last day to Rib Witches in San Francisco.
Dad, this is my moment in the sun. How can you miss it to be with a sandwich?
You don't understand. It's not just a sandwich. It's about brotherhood. It's about freedom. It's about 3 days since I've had one. I'm getting the shakes, and I'm getting the fries.
Don't worry, honey. You can win without them.
I guess I'll have to. Then I'll be queen of the world of spelling. That's right, queen of the world of spelling.
Lisa, may I see you privately for a moment?
This can only be good.
Lisa, competitive spelling has fallen on hard times. Today's students would rather watch Ozzy Osbourne. Look at me, I'm a drug addict. Ho, ho, ho.
Some of us still enjoy scripted comedy, sir.
That's a good girl. But if spelling is to compete, it needs a charismatic champion. Someone like me, back when I was a white-haired little boy.
Well, I haven't won yet.
Nor shall you.
What?
The future of our very sport is at stake. And we want the gold medal to go to him.
Who? Alex? The boy that everybody loves?
Yes, he's crowd-pleasing and he's cute. Women in the audience toss their thick glasses at him.
I'm not throwing a spelling bee. I'll die before I misspell.
Be reasonable, Lisa. If you take a dive, we'll guarantee you a scholarship to the Seven Sisters College of your choice.
Oh, free college?
And a hot plate. It's perfect for soup.
Lisa's asleep.
Throw the bee and go to college. Throw the bee and go to college.
She dreams of an island where she finds the Seven Sisters.
We are the Seven Sisters, and you can attend any one of us, like Barnard, Columbia's girl next door.
Come to Radcliffe and meet Harvard men.
Or come to Wellesley and marry them.
No, party with me.
Or non-conform with me.
Play lacrosse with me.
Or explore with me.
No, I don't want to pay for college by throwing a spelling bee.
Give in, Lisa. Get a free ride.
And a hot plate.
Free ride, free ride, free ride.
And a hot plate.
What is it, sweetie?
Mom, I'm having a crisis of conscience. Can you and Dad afford to send me to college?
Oh, sure. I mean, not on your father's salary, but I could give piano lessons.
But you don't play the piano.
I just gotta stay one lesson ahead of the kid.
Well, I suppose I could just skip college and marry Milhouse.
I know this is a fantasy, but I'll take it.
Nah, forget it.
No! I'll never be this happy again!
There's a hippie gathering outside a Ribwich restaurant. Homer takes one out of its carton.
Hey, man! Can you turn me on?
Hey, don't Borgnine my sandwich.
Hey, hey!
Hey, it's the guy from the drive-thru. Yeah, like 3 Ribwiches, a Diet Coke.
You get out of my... Look, about the Ribwich. There aren't gonna be any more. The animal we made him from is now extinct.
The pig?
The cow?
You're way off. Think smaller. Think more legs. People, we went through something magical together. And it's not important who got rich off of whom or who was exposed to tainted what. And because you believed in my dream, I want you to fight over the last Ribwich ever made. Here.
Welcome to the real world, hippie!
Wow, what a long, strange product rollout it's been. Goodbye!
The limo has to stop and wait at some traffic lights.
Man, you got the last Ribwich. I'll give you anything for it.
Please, please, I'll get you 4 days and 3 nights at a Comfort Inn anywhere in the lower 48 states. Blackout dates, December 19th through January 5th.
I give you the Lisa to my car.
Lisa! Is this what I've come to? Fighting over a stupid sandwich on my daughter's big day? Mister, I'll take that car.
Hey, that's a nice.
Homer drives off in the red sports car.
I have the buyer's remorse.
At the packed stadium, Lisa and Alex sit on the stage and watch Sun Moon.
All right, your word is weather.
Which one? Can you use it in a sentence?
Certainly. I don't know whether the weather will improve.
E?
Alex pushes her aside.
Alex, your word is rigged, as in, this contest is rigged.
R-I-G-G-E-D. Rigged.
Bravo, my pet. You shall be champion, assuming Lisa misspells this next word. The word is intransigence.
Could I please hear it in a sentence?
Certainly. The little girl's intransigence cost her the college of her choice.
Intransigence. I...
Daddy made it for your dance recital, honey!
Dad, you do care.
Damn right. You're number one on my menu. Now supersize it!
With you here, I can't fail. Attention, everyone! I was asked to take a dive, but I won't do it! I-N-T-R-A-N-S-I-G-A-N-C-E!
You fool! It's E-N-C-E!
Oh my God, you're right! I spelled it wrong! I tried my best and I failed!
And now you lose everything. And I go back to whatever it is I do.
In the car.
Lisa, honey, you spelled the word wrong, but you did the right thing.
Yeah, you're the number one speller in this car, or in that car, or in that car, or... don't look at that car.
Oh, my one chance for everyone to like me, and I blew it. What?
At home.
Two cheers for Lisa. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Now, deep breath and quiet.
You mean you're all still proud of me?
Lisa, with second place, you're the biggest winner this town has ever had. Before you, it was the woman who dated Charles Grodin.
You have made me feel so wonderful. Thank you, Springfield.
We've got another surprise for you.
Like a rumba.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you.
They've carved her face into the rock looking out over Springfield.
I put a spell on you.